We continue services. Services that have already lasted for several days. We have been able to hear God's word as God has spoken through many brothers to us all. And we think when we are children of God that God speaks to every one of us, to all of us listeners. The text which I will read is found from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning from the very first verse. And I will read the first 11 verses, and the words are heard in Jesus' name as follows.
Mutta minä teen.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Amen.
Ja näin te olette myös uskoneet. Amen. Valkeus iankaikkinen.
Eternal light, shine into my heart. Wipe away the debt of my sins and my neglects. Grant me joy, strength, and understanding. To you be praise for your great grace. That was a hymn 534, and it was the first verse of the hymn, which we also heard. Our text began in such a way. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand,
jossa te myös seisotte. Tässähän käy ilmi tässäkin.
Here.
Luetussa jakeessa, että
it's evident here in this verse that I just read that Paul had been able to bring the gospel to Corinth, and God's congregation was born there. But just like we know, and I've heard some brother say that wherever God takes the Holy Gospel, and in the Gospel we have the message of a calling message, there we have instructive and comforting message. So the enemy of the soul is right there alongside, and he wants to set up his own congregation, which is based on lies. We don't rebuke them if people like unbelieving people might rebuke us, like in our time as well. As the Bible says, that because of their unbelief, they do not understand. But on the contrary, we want to proclaim the message in which Jesus sent his own disciples, and of which we have already heard here many times through our brothers, and think when I thought that I would be listening to these sermons very carefully, I thought I would listen to these brothers very carefully, but I feel like I have forgotten almost everything that I've heard, maybe not quite everything, but we don't need to understand more than that we just have the strength to endeavor in this living faith, which is the only right, true faith in this world. Do we remember to thank God for that we have been able to be born into our dear homeland, in the north, and surrounded by beautiful nature, right at the moment when God's kingdom has been doing its work for over hundreds of years, about like 200 years, and in our home country we have the kingdom of God here, and we get to continue this very same work, and we get to proclaim God's word here, and we get to offer this message to everyone who wants to hear or who wants to receive the forgiveness of sins. So we really want to preach this gospel. We have such a rich God, our Father, who is in heaven. Or we could say up in heavens, because God is in heaven of brightness, but God is also here in his kingdom through his Spirit. And this kingdom is here in the midst of people. Jesus said that Jesus, I am with you every day until the very end of the world. So we get to thank the Heavenly Father. We truly get to thank him that our life and the past of our life is so close that we get to be through faith in the midst of God's kingdom, and we get to own this certainty that the living faith promises to every single one who wants to receive the message, the everlasting life in heaven's glory. If I asked you, dear sisters and brothers, and dear listeners, who you are walking somewhere in the summer service area, or you're listening to this somewhere in the world or different corners of the world through media. Oh, now I forgot what I was trying to say here. But I can't do anything about it. If the matter comes back to my mind, I'll continue explaining what I was going to say, but I forgot it now. And we will continue our text here. But I actually lost my text portion already. So the text which we read, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain.
Tämä vakuuttaa meitä, tämäkin Jumalan sana.
This portion of the Bible assures us, as we are believing through God's grace, and we can still be children of God. John says in the third chapter, he says in a beautiful way how they are thankful that they were called children of God. And he said that, and it hasn't appeared yet what we're going to be like, but when it's going to appear, so we know that we will be just like him. Aren't these good promises? Don't we have good promises in front of us, ahead of us? It doesn't pay to give up faith, even if the enemy of the soul is trying to entice us and tempt us. The world around us offers so many entertaining things for us and different ways to pass time and things that we could have fun with, and people in the world, they're having fun in their opinion. But God's word exhorts us that we should pay attention. We should pay our attention to the eternal life, entirely to eternal life, not into this temporal life in which we can enjoy many kinds of gifts of God that God gives to every people or all the people according to His will. We can enjoy these temporal matters if we enjoy these things in a healthy way. But there is, we should have this kind of a thought that the world should not entertain us so much or take our time and thoughts so much that we wouldn't even have time to go to services, or we wouldn't have time to do the jobs and chores that the congregation ask, or our home Zions need. And there we have a lot of people in our home congregations who work for the Zion, and these different tasks in which we're serving, they haven't only been given to the speakers, to the shoulders of the speakers, but and the speakers, the task of the speakers haven't been like elevated above other tasks and other duties that need to be done in God's Zion. The speakers are doing the work of the gospel with the strength and with the gifts that God, as a rich father, has promised to give to all His children. I don't know if some of the children of God think in this way, that they are underestimating their skills when it comes to work in God's kingdom. I also need to say that the enemy of the soul is sometimes preaching to me different kinds, like many kinds of sermons, and the enemy is telling that you should learn from other brothers because they are so gifted and they have several kinds of gifts. I'm sure that we all, children of God, we have this kind of a burden on this endeavor. But then, on the other hand, dear sisters and brothers, do not underestimate your own task or your own duty and role into which God's kingdom has set to you. Or it pays to take it seriously. You get a lot from the work, and you get a lot more than you give when you get to be in the midst of the congregation serving. This builds the unity in the congregation. And before all, it's for me and for all the children of God. It strengthens our faith when we get to listen and discuss with different groups and different functions and different people, and we still have time to listen to God's word as we get to visit with other believers. There are surprisingly great number of God's children in my home place, home city. I have noticed I'm kind of like an introvert as a person. Dear sisters and brothers in my home Zion, they have remembered me. They have prayed for me. as I get to be serving you, and not with my own word, but with the word of God that the Holy Spirit gives to this moment. And the Holy Spirit enlightens the word for our strength to our path of endeavor. And we are still endeavoring here. Our journey is still going on. But our goal, we know all our goal, why we really want to stick to the living faith. As we know that we all have a set time, we have like a limited time here, we have this gift of life, and once the last day comes, whenever it is, for my sake, so we should be ready to depart from this time. We should be a friend of Jesus, just like Jesus said, "You are my friends."
Se on kallis asia.
It is a precious matter.
Tämä uskon asia.
This gift of faith, or matter of faith.
Aarretta, niin kuin Jeesus vertauskuviin siitä.
We don't have a more precious treasure, just like Jesus tells about it with different parables, and it has been written that the treasure is in our hearts, and when a man found a treasure, and when the man received the treasure, which means that he received the grace of repentance, he received the blessing of forgiveness of sins. He believed the gospel through the Holy Gospel. And the Holy Gospel comes from heaven. So this man became so happy. The Bible says that he bought the whole field. You understand, dear listeners, what it means in a spiritual sense. We are all in the same field. We are here as full members. Through faith, we get to own this kingdom of grace, which takes care of us, which teaches us. We have many good pieces of advice that have been given to us. But also, we have this corrupted portion in ourselves. And God has created it for this time. And when the corruption lives in our corrupted part, the Bible says that the corrupted part won't ever repent, but the sin dwells in the corrupted part. Paul also prayed and said that who would take this thorn out of my flesh, and said that be satisfied with my grace. Don't we also want to be satisfied with the grace of God, which is boundless toward us? As we journey obediently, through grace of God, so we are blessed and saved already in this present time. And as we have the word of God in our heart, and if we keep the forgiveness of sins in our heart, so during our life, so once we will be given a prize in the heaven, glory of heaven, and the brightness of heaven. And once the day comes to this world, the very last day, and if I just freely recall from the book of Revelation, when it was said that all the past things, they're gone, a new world has been created. So this will take place one day, just like all the plans that God has had, all the plans that He has told through prophets, starting from the paradise and coming up to this day, all the promises have been fulfilled, all following God's own time, not before, not ahead of time or not too late, but according to God's own time. And when the moment comes, when God sees fit, He is going to fulfill His promise, and He is firm with His promises, and He does not break His promises. He promised that He has given to the children of God. It is always the sin that comes to us if we are separated from God, and it is us human beings who causes sin. And sometimes if one gives up their faith and goes into the world, it might be that first they are just all excited about everything, but then it might be that there is the day of a prodigal son, and hopefully it would come to as many as possible, this day of a prodigal son, and hopefully they would receive this day before they're called away from this time. Repentance is an important matter. It is a personal matter. We cannot believe for anyone else. We elderly people, or we as parents, God has promised that He would pray for us to help us on our endeavor. So we can pray for our near and dear ones who have gone astray and who have gone out of this living faith. And I know that there are some near and dear ones listening, so it would be good for you to think about this matter. I do not know if there is a weaker child of God than I. I am so weak myself. I'm very bad at speaking of repentance or about the need of repentance at home. Sometimes I need to repent from this, that I do not remind my near ones enough about the importance of repentance. So here it was spoken of believing in vain. Can we believe in vain? Oh, the time is running, but I'll just briefly say something about it. We can say that maybe a man can believe in vain. And doesn't it mean that somebody believes in vain if they lose their faith at some point and they abandon God's kingdom and they start following their own paths and they just follow their own desires and preferences? For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that is how the Holy Gospel of God has been going in this world. The faith has been in the hearts of the believers, and you remember Paul and you remember his history. I won't go into details now, but it is pointed out very clearly that Paul had received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he diligently wanted to speak about it to people in his time and in the countries where God led him. God led him to spread the gospel, and we can spread the gospel if we don't have it ourselves. And then it was said here how Christ died for our sons according to the scriptures. I won't deal with this in greater detail, but I think the brothers have already dealt with it, and we know it. We know how the suffering history of Jesus Christ that he has gone through for my sake and for your sake, for every person's sake. But that didn't end with death, but rather he rose from the dead on the third day, just like it was prophesied. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Isn't it nice that Word of God is the kind that it is so pleasant and it's so safe to read. It's so wonderful to read and reassuring to read. And these things don't come from the mind or imagination, but these all are based on the Bible. Our Father is so rich that he has had a chance to maintain God's word up until this day, and we still preach of this word in sermons. And we also remain asking and praying that God would let his Holy Spirit speak with us. I still want to emphasize it, even you know it already, but I want to emphasize it's not a question of a personality, but it's the God who speaks to us. Also, Paul had to correct the Corinthians when the enemy started dividing the congregations, and there were like heresies among them. There were some people began to believe in certain speaker. So Paul said when he heard of this, so Paul started to speak to them and said in such a way that, am I Paul? Have I been crucified for your sins? Isn't that a good example that people would be like awakened, that it is really God who is speaking? And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And God had a lot of witnesses there. God had prepared many witnesses there to see the resurrection of Jesus. So Peter and other disciples saw Jesus, just like we already heard. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once. That is already a huge group of people. That's a large number of people. And we don't know the details of the number, but that's not important. But then it was nicely put here, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. May this comfort us, dear children of God, this portion of God's word. Death is a gloomy visitor, and our human mind is not waiting for death to come. But as here it was said in such a comforting way that some men were fallen asleep, meaning that they had already died and they were already gotten their resting place. And that's how it is, that we all have near and dear ones. They're resting in the role of rest of righteousness. And this temporal body has been left in this time. But God's word is such a comforting thing that when the time comes, so we will be resurrected in enlightened body, and after that we will get to enjoy the everlasting life if we have preserved our faith. But now it looks like I'm running out of time. The light here is flashing. I would like to remind you about the most important thing here, the most important thing that we want to proclaim here, which is the proclamation of forgiveness of sins. And it has echoed here many days already. And if there is still somebody who wants to receive this gospel to strengthen you on your endeavor, so even on this very moment, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and you can be comforted and peaceful, and you can peacefully continue these services here. And as I came to this spot here, I was surrounded by many prayers and temptations, and I also have sinned on my endeavor. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? I do desire to believe. And you can also, dear friends, remain believing all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And we can securely and safely close this service moment in Jesus' name and blood. All your sins are forgiven. We can thank God for the great work of grace and for all the care that He has given unto us. Remain in God's peace. Remain believing in Jesus' name. Amen.